So let's start with our primo part. We have an 8-measure intro. The first 4 measures are almost exactly like the second 4. So listen as I play just the first 4 measures. So we're in the key of E minor. We will expect all the Fs to be sharp, just as though we were in the key of G major. These are relative keys because they share the same key signature, G and E minor. Right hand, we're on the E, 2 above middle C with finger 1. With it, left hand is going to play the G and B below that. So that'll be the G above middle C with finger 5, and then the B above that with finger 3. So our hands are real close to each other. These sit together, sustain pedal up and down. Then right hand, I want you to play the G above the E you just played with finger 3. Left hand, I want you to play B and E. So you're going to take the E away from the right hand that it just played with finger 1. You're going to play that with your finger 1, along with the B below that with finger 3. This hits with the right hand's G, and both hands are going to step down. Right hand's going to go to the F sharp under its second. Left hand, you're going to play the A and D under fingers 2 and 4. Then right hand, we're going to come back to the E with finger 1. With it, left hand, we're going to play G and C. Now this is the G that's still under your fifth finger, the G above middle C. We'll play the C above that with finger 2. So now we have the left hand playing G and C, right hand's playing E. These hit together, pedal up and down. Then they'll hit together again, then they'll step up. Right hand goes to the F sharp, left hand to the A and D. And left hand, this time we can use fingers 1 and 4. That'll work out fine. And that gets us through measure 2. Now for measure 3, we'll start off with this. Now this is the right hand stepping up to the G, 2 above middle C with finger 3. Left hand with it, you're playing the B and D right below that with fingers 1 and 3. They should be right over those. Those hit together, pedal up and down. Then left hand, I want you to play the G and B under fingers 5 and 3. With it right hand, I want you to play the D below the G you just played, so the left hand has to let go of it so the right hand can play it. So right hand, that's the D, 2 above middle C. Left hand, you're playing the G and B right below that. And then we'll have this. Right hand, this is the G and B under fingers 3 and 5, and they should be right over these. That's the G, 2 above middle C, and the B above it. With it left hand, I'm playing the D under our first finger. So we'll take it away from the left hand now, or right hand rather. These hit together, and then we drop down to this. Right hand, this is F sharp and A. The F sharp, 2 above middle C with finger 2, A above that with finger 4. Left hand, you're playing that D under your first finger again. These hit together, pedal up and down, and then we'll have this. So right hand, this is the G under your third. With the left hand, we're playing the B and D under fingers 1 and 3. Then right hand, we'll play the F sharp under finger 2. With the left hand, we'll play A and D. So it's the same D you have under finger 1. We'll now play the A below that with finger 4. So these hands stay right in this position for all 4 measures. And that is the first 4 measures of the intro. Now let's take a look at the next 4.